This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Chirazin.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Or the Chirazin.
The Chirazin.
This thing owns. I had no idea about that.
Neither did I. And what's crazy is, to, you know, the pull quote that they get for this is just the Call of Cthulhu again.
Yeah, but this is some 1990s source book
stuff
for sure, because this is like Digithulu. You
know, it's Cthulhu for the modern age. Cthulhu 2.0.
Cthulhu the Ring.
Yeah.
You know, Cthulhu, like Cthulhu shows up on your Roku.
Yeah.
You know, so this is, you know, just Cthulhu's like weird dreaming that he sends, but updated for the digital age to be faster, sexier, more in touch with the teens.
Mm. Yes. I mean, Cthulhu is really a place to connect is the thing. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of like a digital, explicitly not digital. It's like a static ghost.
Yes.
That appears, and if it manages to get a foothold, it starts drawing more and more power until it becomes real.
Yes, it becomes this swirling ball of white hot plasma that just devours and destroys anything as it grows into Cthulhu, and then is just Cthulhu, but he doesn't have to be in Relay.
Right.
It's like a different, this is like an avatar within an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a campaign hook, like writ large, like, oh, like everyone is getting friend requests from like C-Thulu, you know, or whatever. And then like enough people add likes to it, and then they feel drained for the rest of the day until eventually you just have Cthulhu like blasting ass throughout San Francisco, yeah, you know,
popping out of every single phone speaker.
Just
tiny little Cthulhus that all rush to the same point at the center of town.
Yeah. This plasma you're holding it, and it just burns through your hand. It's like perfect little like stigmata.
Yeah.
You know,
ooh, the mark of Cthulhu.
Yeah. And then people who survive it all have the mark come together later for like the sequel campaign, form like a cult. Like everyone who was on their phones at the time that they liked the forbidden Instagram or whatever. it's just really cool. The illustration they have for this is goofy as hell, where it's got a seismograph.
it's an EEG, but but it is forming. Well, this is absolutely not the way the EEGs work.
No.
There's an awful lot of y-axis crossover, but it's an EEG that is drawing the like a little silhouette profile of Cthulhu.
Yeah. Can we, I mean, we should have talked about this in the first episode this week. Can we take a moment just to appreciate how much, or can I take a moment just to talk about how much I love that Cthulhu is fat?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's just like he's chubby. Like, they always talk about him, like, stumbling and roiling around and, like, his flabby corpulence and stuff. And I'm just, like, way into it. Like, it is the preferred god.
I'm way into how ungainly he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
like, you know, a god walking like with perfect like tear and perfect, you know, strides.
Yeah, or floating. Fuck that.
Floating.
No.
That's amateur.
Yeah.
Like having it like being used to its new body, just kind of waking up and stumbling about, but still being that destructive.
Mm-hmm.
Way scarier and cooler.
Well, it's like a big toddler.
Yeah. Or like I think about Todd in Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who is like too dumb to be. You know, is evil because he's like stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like he just doesn't understand really morality in a weird
right.
way.
Yeah.
You know, like I love that character. And like one of the reasons why I love him is just he's scary because he's like so dull.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's kind of like Cthulhu energy to me.
Yeah. No, I definitely love. I love that he's got those useless little wings.
Yeah.
I can take or leave the tentacles, honestly.
Oh, the face ones?
Yeah.
I'm into the face ones. I think that's a really strong design.
Oh,
like it's an octopus for a head. This is the first time it appeared. It's super cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that maybe I'm over it. You know, Seinfeld was never funny.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
But other than that, though, he's just like a big fat guy.
Yeah.
Like if I put an octopus on my head, I'm basically Cthulhu. If I put an octopus on my head and glue two ducks to my back, I'm there. You know?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.